Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The DH, Bob Sheldon. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Sheldon moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Yount moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. Money moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Money scores. Briggs moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Decker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Briggs scores. Scott moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing second base. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Yount steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Brewers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hile, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. May goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry pinch hits for Dave May. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive towards first. Holt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. John Vukovich now playing first base. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Corbin now pitching. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carew fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vukovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Erik Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Bry moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-4 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Sheldon reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Briggs strikes out. One out. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheldon scores. Berry moves to second. It's 9-0. Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers 9, and Minnesota Twins 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.